My name is Matt, and I am 16 years old. Today is October 31st, and I am speaking with
Eric Thompson,
who is my basketball coach. We are recording this interview in Adrian, Michigan. How and when did you start playing basketball?
I have been playing basketball my entire life. My mom was a coach. My dad played at Eastern, so it was kind of expected, I guess, and started playing at a very, very young age.
Did you play college basketball?
I played 2 years at Aquinas College.
How did you become the girls' basketball coach?
Originally, I was the freshman boys' coach at Madison when I first started here. When we cut the freshman program, I stopped coaching for a while, got married, had kids, decided, I was ready to coach basketball again. There was nothing here, so there was an opening at Britton Deerfield in the girls, and my buddy was the varsity coach. So I started coaching with him for about 4 years, and then we left there, and I coached JV here for 2 years.
Okay. How did you become the boys coach?
It was open. I've coached boys before, and just interviewed. It was, it's an interesting new challenge.
Why did you start coaching?
My mom was a coach. So I grew up actually, she was a volleyball coach and had the playpen next to the volleyball court. And that's, so I've grown up in a coaching family. My brothers and sisters were always around her coaching. My dad coached for a long time. And, as you are interested in athletics, you kind of want to stay part of athletics. And it was, as I started teaching, I wanted to continue to be around athletics. So coaching was just kind of natural progression in that.
Why did you switch over to coaching boys from girls?
It was an opportunity. As a coach, you always want the opportunity to have new challenges. JV girls, I enjoyed coaching the girls for a long time, but being a boys varsity coach, it's kind of one of the goals of mine was to be a varsity basketball coach. And this was the one that opened up. It's a nice challenge, so I look forward to it.
What was the hardest part about coaching girls?
I don't really look at it as coaching boys or girls. You're coaching basketball players. I think girls in general lack confidence, especially teenage girls. So I think the hardest part with coaching the girls was to get them to understand to be confident with the basketball, to be confident offensively. Girls have a tendency to, well, this is what the offense says. I need to follow the offense instead of just being a basketball player. So teaching that aspect is a little different than boys who, in my experience, do not lack in confidence with basketball, their basketball ability. Even though some of them might need to. So.
What are the biggest differences between coaching guys and coaching girls you have noticed?
Being as a basketball player or as a coach looking at these girls and boys, the difference I think is confidence. Girls are a little bit more robotic basketball-wise. They want to run the play because that's what the play says. Where boys are, think they're a lot better than what they really are. And so the coachability aspect of coaching boys and girls is totally different. Girls are much more coachable than boys. I think boys in general, they want to be taught, but they are more, they watch what's on the game and they pick up a lot of bad habits watching NBA or stuff like that. Girls don't. They don't watch the NBA. They don't watch, basketball on TV. So You know, I think that's the biggest difference is, you know, coaching girls, you're teaching the game. With boys, you're reteaching the game. You're correcting the game. So, you know, there's a lot of bad habits to fix with the boys, whereas the girls, there's a lot of teaching involved on how to catch the ball, triple threat, where boys, they just, you know, carry the ball and travel all the time. So that type of thing.
What do you like about coaching, and why do you do it?
You know, I do it for the kids. You're always here for the kids. You know, this is my 14th year coaching at Madison. You know, 15th year coaching altogether. And, you know, you just think about all the different kids that you've been able to be around. You know, hopefully you have a positive impact on their life, whether it be not even just athletically, but, you know, just being around. So that's what you have the joys with. And I always tell kids, and, you know, I'll tell you guys as well during the season is, you know, once you're my kid, you're always my kid. And you always have my number. My number hasn't changed ever, and I still get text messages and calls from kids that I've coached 10, 15 years ago. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm directly coaching you. That's the fun part, and that's, you know, why you do it is for the kids.
How does coaching affect your life?
I think it's a tremendous time commitment. I don't think people realize how much time you put in. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, it impacts not only, you know, my time away from my family, but, you know, what you do with, you know, you see my daughter Lucy's at practice. She'll be at practice all the time. But, you know, positively you do it because, you know, it's a way to stay connected with the game. You enjoy the kids. You know, time commitment is huge. So, you know, any relationships you have, that's kind of has to be discussed, you know. So, you know, marriage and dating and stuff like that is very difficult as a coach. So it puts tremendous strain on those type of things. But, you know, those are give and takes as well.
Do you have any regrets becoming a coach?
No, not at all.
Before you started coaching, did you know that's what you were going to do?
I kind of decided I wanted to be a teacher in high school. So, you know, and I was an athlete, so it kind of was a natural progression again. So, yeah, I kind of, you know, I wanted to teach and I wanted to coach. So, yeah.
What type of games do you consider most memorable, and what type of games do you consider most disappointing?
You know, most memorable games, even win or loss, are when we, you know, the kids play hard. They play, you know, the toughest of their ability, the best of their ability. You know, they show some growth, doing things that, you know, they didn't possibly, you know, skills they haven't possibly done before. Disappointments, you know, when you as a coach, you know, don't have the kids adequately prepared for a game, that's very disappointing, or the you lose because of effort. You know, those are very disappointing losses where you look at a kid and they know that they didn't put forth their effort where they could have, or you didn't, you know, watch enough film or stuff like that. That's pretty disappointing, but, you know, that's just part of the athletics.
What was your most memorable game when you played basketball?
I think you know, I think back in high school, probably the first time I dunked it in the game, that was kind of fun. It was with our crosstown rival. It went overtime. We won. So that was kind of fun, being able to do that. And then subsequent games, you have more of those. But the first time you dunk it in a game is pretty cool. Most disappointing, I think, you know, we lost in regional finals both my junior and senior year. You know, and you know, you always look back, woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, games you should have won or could have won if couple things if you didn't, you know, so you always look back and say, you know, if I would have played better, if I would have done these things. You know, I think that's kind of the disappointing aspect of it.
What advice would you give to a new upcoming coach?
You know, I think the biggest thing is staying organized, which is something I continue to work on, but enjoy it, have fun, make memories with the kids. You know, definitely be a man of your word. So if you're going to say it, do it. You know, but develop the relationships with these kids. That's kind of the biggest thing. When you're a coach, you know, you have all these eyes looking up to you as a person, not so much as a coach. So your actions definitely speak louder than what your words do. So you definitely have to keep that in mind when you do anything ever. So that's a difficult responsibility.
How have you changed the way that you coach from when you first started till now?
I was a little bit more fiery, I think. You know, it's you know, yelling and screaming and kicking stuff and you know, swearing a little bit more. I think one of the things coaching girls has done for me is you're teaching more, so you're communicating more. Your expectations are there, but, you know, you don't want to just yell and scream and belittle a kid, because with the girls, they kind of shut down a little bit with that. You know, I'm still fiery, but I'm not going to, you know, chew out a kid in front of people and stuff like that. So the manner in which, you know, I kind of behave, I'm not going to, you know, chew out refs and kick balls and whatever like that. It's more of a, you know, I guess I've grown up matured-wise. You know, that would probably be the biggest change.
What connections can you make from coaching golf and coaching basketball?
Yeah, you're still teaching. I think the biggest thing with similarities between the two is a lot of the decision-making on the court and on the course are in the kids' hands. I mean, you can make suggestions, you can call out plays, but ultimately the kids run the stuff, and run the plays for basketball, and they play the hole for golf. So you can manage on the forefront a little bit. If we see this is what we do on this hole, these are the shots you're going to hit. But ultimately you're relying on the kids to do those things. Now you're kind of mentoring and giving the kids ideas on what to do. But ultimately the kids are the ones that have to do it. So I think that's kind of the biggest similarity. You know, they're definitely different sports coaching-wise. Golf is a little bit more laid back. It's a little bit less in the spotlight than basketball. So in that aspect, you know, they're very, very different with that.
How much longer do you plan on coaching?
Probably as long as I'll teach. As long as I'll teach, I'm going to coach something. You know, and as, you know, as my health holds up, and, you know, I have a daughter, so she's the number one priority. You know, probably as long as I'm going to teach, I'm going to coach.
All right, thank you. It was nice speaking with you today.
Hey, thank you. That wasn't 40 minutes.
No, it doesn't have to be.
I'm just teasing you.